If it's a fire danger day tomorrow, fire danger day predicted. Know your risk. Check and follow your plan. Stay informed. Months and weeks before, know your risk. See page 3, headed, Am I at risk? Prepare your property. See pages 10 to 13, headed, Prepare your home and get ready. Prepare yourself and your family. See page 22, headed, Preparing yourself. Prepare your kits. See page 12, within the heading, Prepare your home and get ready. Prepare and practice your plan. See pages 23 to 25, various headings from Bushfire Survival Plan onwards. Night before or early in the morning, check the fire danger rating. Remind everyone of the plan and check that they understand their role. Check your kit. Let family or friends know what you intend to do. Keep pets inside with sufficient drinking water and food. Move stock to well-cleared area with plenty of drinking water. Check your pump and generators. Water garden. Block down pipes and fill gutters with water. Move flammable items away from the house. Shut off gas at meter or bottle. Prepare water buckets, a torch and ladder ready to check the ceiling space. Prepare for the possibility that no power and or no phone lines will be available. Daytime. Stay informed. See page 13, headed On a Fire Risk Day. Keep hydrated. If no fire, keep monitoring. If leaving early, pack car and leave now. Fire starts in the area. Follow your written bushfire survival plan. Stay informed. Stay alert. It may already be too late to leave safely. Let neighbours and friends know you are staying. Get into protective clothing. See page 12, within the heading, Prepare your home and get ready. Turn on sprinklers. Shut doors and windows. Put tape across the inside of windows so they remain in place if broken. Watch out for embers. Prepare yourself mentally for the coming fire. Stay informed. See page 13, headed On a Fire Risk Day. Don't stand on your roof with your hose. Often more people are injured falling from roofs than suffer burn injuries. Don't waste water wetting down roofs and walls at this stage. Use the water only for extinguishing burning material. Through all stages of a fire, it is important to stay informed. Fire coming. Stay calm, check for embers, extinguish spot fires. What to expect? Flying embers and sparks can light spot fires hours before the fire front arrives. Smoke will reduce visibility. You may be without power and water. What to do? Fight spot fires. Wet vegetation near your house with a hose or sprinkler, now that the fire is closer. Shut all windows and doors and place wet blankets and towels around windows and door edges to keep out smoke and embers. Prepare inside your house. For example, remove curtains, move furniture away from windows. Stay close to the house, drink water and check welfare of others. Patrol the inside of the home as well as the outside for embers or small fires. Stay informed. See page 13, headed On a Fire Risk Day. Don't try to outrun the fire in a car. It is likely too late to leave, and a car offers little shelter in a bushfire. Fire arrives. Seek shelter and actively defend from inside. What to expect? It will be dark and very loud. There will be smoke, embers, and flames. Radiant heat is the biggest killer. What to do? Take all firefighting equipment inside, such as hoses and pumps, as they may melt during the fire. Move inside the house until the fire front passes. If possible, shelter in a room that is on the opposite side of the house to the approaching fire and has two exits. Patrol the inside of the home, including checking the ceiling space for embers or small fires. Continue to drink water. Don't shelter in a dam, swimming pool, or tank. Radiant heat and smoke can still damage your face, head and lungs. A single fire front normally passes within 5 to 15 minutes, after which it may be safe to return outside and continue actively defending. After fire has passed, actively defend your property, return home when safe, look after yourself and loved ones. What to expect? Embers and spot fires are still a threat for many hours, even days, after a fire front has passed. What to do? Remember to put on any protective clothing you removed while inside. Go outside and extinguish small spot fires and burning embers. Hose down the house, paying special attention to the roof space, window frames and underfloor areas. Patrol the property inside and out, including the ceiling space, and extinguish any fires. Sparks and embers will continue to fall and smoulder, so keep checking for several hours. Let everyone know that you are okay. Monitor the radio for updates. Stay with your home until you are sure the surrounding area is clear of fire. If you have left, make sure it is safe to return before coming home. There is more information on surviving after the fire, returning home, treating injuries, and your emotional health over the page in the section Preparing Yourself. Page 13, headed On a Fire Risk Day, has a list of ways to get information. See page 26, headed Bushfire Warning Messages, for the list of warning messages and what they mean.